Burden. St. Helena, California, August 8, 1907. Elder Burden, Loma Linda Sanitarium, California. Dear Brother and Sister Burden, yesterday I sent you a copy of the letter I wrote to Brother and Sister Nicola. Having written thus to them, I think I have done my duty in that respect. I felt that we ought to make way for them to come to the Loma Linda Sanitarium, but it was not my thought that they should be placed in charge of the training of the workers. From the light that God has given me, I know that they have had great confidence in Dr. Kellogg, and this has influenced them to some extent. Their spiritual experience is not what it should be, and the Melrose Sanitarium has not maintained the high spiritual standing that it ought. They have been carrying the work there too much as worldlings would conduct it. Our sanitariums were instituted for a special work, and God cannot prosper them unless they maintain a high standard in religious matters. The truth for these times is to be revealed in every department of the sanitarium work. In desiring that Brother and Sister Nicola be given an opportunity to connect with the Loma Linda Sanitarium, I have no wish that you should concede in any way to any ideas and practices that are not in harmony with the principles that God has told us must be maintained. Do not open the way for them to become rulers, but give them an opportunity to be with those who teach the truth in its purity. They have been lost in the fog, and I desire that they shall be fully recovered. Satan often finds a powerful agency for evil in the power which one human mind is capable of exerting on another human mind. This influence is so seductive that the person who is being molded by it is often unconscious of its power. God has bidden me speak warning against this evil, that his servants may not come under the deceptive power of Satan. The enemy is a master worker, and if God's people are not constantly led by the Spirit of God, they will be snared and taken. For thousands of years, Satan has been experimenting upon the properties of the human mind, and he has learned to know it well. By his subtle workings in these last days, he is linking the human mind with his own, imbuing it with his thoughts, and he is doing this work in so deceptive a manner that those who accept his guidance know not that they are being led by him at his will. The great deceiver hopes so to confuse the minds of men and women that none but his voice will be heard. When Christ revealed to Peter the time of trial and suffering that was just before him, and Peter replied, "Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee," the Savior commanded, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Matthew 16, verse 21 to 23. Satan was speaking through Peter, making him act the part of the tempter. Satan's presence was unsuspected by Peter, but Christ could detect the presence of the deceiver, and in his rebuke to Peter, he addressed the real foe. On one occasion, speaking to the 12 and referring to Judas, Christ declared, "One of you is a devil." John 6, verse 70. Often in the days of his earthly ministry, the Savior met his adversary in human form, when Satan as an unclean spirit took possession of men. Satan takes possession of the minds of men today. In my labors in the cause of God, I have again and again met those who have been thus possessed, and in the name of the Lord, I have rebuked the evil spirit. It is not by force that Satan takes possession of the human mind. While men sleep, the enemy sows tares in the church. While men are spiritually sleeping, the enemy accomplishes his work of iniquity. It is when his subject understandeth it not that he catcheth away the good seed sown in the heart. Matthew 13, verse 19. When men and women are in this condition, when their spiritual life is not being constantly fed by the Spirit of God, Satan can imbue them with his spirit and lead them to work his works. I will not write more on this subject at this time, but I entreat that there may be a putting away from the life every action which does not bear the approval of God. We are drawing near to the close of earth's history. The battle is growing daily more fierce. There is a day appointed when men who have bowed to the mandates of Satan will find themselves the subjects of the wrath of God, when the judge of all the earth shall pronounce the sentence against Satan and his adherents. "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Matthew 25, verse 41. Now, my dear friends, we have a peculiar work before us in the case of Brother and Sister Nicola. As Christ's messengers, we have a special work to do to save these people. This is a test case. I have sent you the letter I wrote them, that you may understand how the matter stands.